Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now, I just did an hour-long rant on how they're poisoning you, how they're killing you. If you agree, call. If you disagree, call. I'd like to hear you talk about that subject and call in about whatever you want, but if you call in wanting to plug something or ask me about chupacabras, I'm probably going to hang up on you pretty quick. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. I want to come back in the next segment, get into some of your calls quickly, and then the nanny state. Chefs call proposed new salt ban absurd. If they can tell you what type of light bulb you can have, what type of toilet, if you can have salt on your food, what kind of sugar you can eat, they can do anything. Obama supports a national DNA database. Video of that coming up and what it really means. PG&E customer refuses to take smart meter, locks up old meter. They want remote control meters. They're going in California, Texas. My office now has one. They didn't ask. They came and stuck it on the outside of the building. Tories revive random roadside breath test in Canada. They're already taking blood here in the U.S. without warrants. Second ministerial declared in case against New Jersey blogger. Second mistrial declared in case against New Jersey blogger. FBI operative, Nazi, Hal Turner. I told you years ago he was a Fed. Here's AP. Here's Business Week on that. Venezuela calls for internet control. Reuters. The whole world's announcing this. So is the United States. In fact, China calls U.S. a hypocrite over human rights and criticizing Chinese censorship. Absolutely. The United States is becoming just like China. Also, I'm going to give you my take on what's big national news. Texas conservatives win curriculum change. Did they really? Did they really? Also, we'll get into IRS visits Sacramento car wash in pursuit of 4 cents of unpaid taxes. Sacramento B. There's an important story behind that. The Mail Online. Minister. Global warming nursery rhyme adverts banned for overstating the risk. Mexican military copter over U.S. neighborhood. I want to get back into that and how it ties in with this story. Teen hauled to jail for overdue library DVD. And I want to dovetail that with an Arizona Republic article, Why Some Immigrants Are Let Go. Citizens have the book thrown at them, but this article admits when illegals don't have driver's license or anything, they're let go. And this article says it's good. It's good. So we'll be breaking that down. Meanwhile, NAFTA and GATT and open borders have been so good for America. Detroit family sells home for just $10. And the mayor is talking about bulldozing one-third of the city. So we're going to be discussing that coming up on the other side. Child abuse claims sweep Catholic Church in Europe. Georgia has done it again. They launched an attack on the Russian-held area of South Ossetia, said that Russia had attacked them. Later it was admitted it was all a hoax. They've now aired a national TV program saying Russia attacked Georgia. I mean, there's no end to these people, and it's now come out from a White House insider that Cheney wanted to start World War III with Russia. So that is just some of what is coming up on that front. Also, Citibank exposes 600,000 customers' Social Security numbers. I see these articles every few days. It's the government. It's the big banks that sell and lose all our data. Then they say, oh, you need a national ID card to fix it. But the national ID card won't stop them from doing all of this. So, again, your calls are coming up at 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. And the websites are prisonplanet.tv, Infowars.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, TheRealCoffeeParty.com, WhatIsTheEndgame.com, ArnoldExposed.com, and many more. But the two big ones, prisonplanet.com, Infowars.com, the number one and number two biggest alternative websites on the Internet, thanks to you spreading the word. We'll be right back.
one major.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to your phone calls, and I'm giving each person 60 seconds. So have your points ready, because I got a bunch of other news we've absolutely got to get to, but I want to hear from you. Now, I don't screen calls, but I would ask listeners to comment on the forced medication of fluoride in the water that is a deadly toxic poison, or to talk about how the media is saying mercury is good for your brain, or they want to put lithium in the water to make us all more docile. I mean, this is now out in the open. Then I'm going to get into the nanny state, banning salt, $1,000 fines if there's salt on your food, banning sweet drinks or putting big taxes on it. I mean, this is total control, and it's not about taking care of you. It's about controlling your life. All right, let's talk to Charisma in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Good afternoon to you. Well, I have been going here and there because something happened to me. Well, I was in an abusive relationship. So to make the story short, I went to Safe Place for Abused Women shelter. They were wonderful there until I got out from there. There was kind of, I believe she was a very kind of exploitative advocate, threatened me that if I would not go to MHMR for medication or whatsoever, they would not help.
You had an abusive relationship. You went to the big feminist group. They helped you some, but now they want to put you on drugs. They're now saying all women are mentally ill that have babies, that all women have to be put on a Prozac drug after they have a baby. When you have a car wreck, they try to put you on it. They want everyone drugged.
Yes, Alex, and now I'm a hostage because wherever I go, I'm trying to improve my life. Nobody would accept me for improving my life.
I know. These are ghouls. It's like the mafia. Once you take something from them, they want to get you in the system. I appreciate your call. Sorry to hear about that. Bobby in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say.
Do me a favor and turn your radio off. Do me a favor and turn your radio off.
Yeah, is that better?
I need it all the way off.
Okay. Calling in regarding the fluoride comments that were made. I recently went to a dentist that was a local dentist here, kind of a smaller dentist. He wasn't a real big practice. And it was funny, one of the comments that he told to me was that basically, you know, I said, well, what kind of toothpaste should I get or what kind of fluoride should I buy, you know, to protect my teeth better so my situation wouldn't happen again. And it was funny because the thing that he told me was, you know, regardless of what everybody else thinks, the only thing you truly need is water to brush your teeth because it's the mechanical operation that cleans your teeth versus what toothpaste or fluoride you use.
Exactly. You get bacteria that grow. They defecate. That's called plaque that has acid in it. You need to brush your teeth before meals, not after meals. Brushing your teeth twice a day. It's easy. Look at my teeth. Never had a cavity. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was just crazy that you know, I've been listening to your show for a couple months now, and you've brought to light, you know, so many things, and it just, compared to something you said in your show now to something that really happened to me, is just bringing a whole new light to everything. So I appreciate it, and I'm sure everyone does that too.
Well, Bobby, God bless you. What you should do is, if your city, and over 70% of the cities and towns do, fluoridate your water. You ask for a tur, they'll give you one, and you'll see big bags that have skull and crossbones say deadly poison. And they'll tell you, well, there's only a little bit in there. But it is a cumulative poison, like arsenic. It's so deadly. Robert in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? I'll keep this quick. I'm in Tacoma, Washington, and I went to our water site and found out that our water's fluoridated. But I just want people to go look because they offer us unfluoridated water from certain times of the day. Bring your own container, and you go to their well, and you can get unfluoridated water. So,
and that's because people are demanding it. It's like 10 years ago you couldn't find organic food, but people demanded it. So now most grocery stores, half their produce is somewhat organic. It's not perfect. We have to demand this. But look, get the fluoride out of our water. It's not even fluoride. It's hundreds of deadly chemicals.
Right. And in Tacoma, the voters voted for the fluoride to be put into it, which is odd. I mean, that just goes with the mind control, and fluoride's good, I guess.
Absolutely, Robert. Good to hear from you. Andrew in New York, you're on the air. He just dropped. Rich in Washington, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I was just wondering, how come everybody at my work and every person I know is owing taxes this year? I've had the same job for years, same amount of deductions, and I owe like $700, and everybody I know owes money. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, they've always done a refund to make you psychologically think that you're getting something. See, the majority of Americans don't have to do taxes at the end of the year. It's withheld. And so as a PR stunt, they send you a few $100 usually back. But if you're a business owner, you really see what your employees and you are paying. And so what's happening now is Obama said he was going to give you a bigger tax return. Now it was in the news just a few days ago that actually you're not going to get that tax return. Most people will actually have to pay more. And so the government is just growing and growing and growing, expanding and expanding and expanding. And so now they're going to say, in fact, we covered this just with a CPA last week. We had Wayne Paul on. They're saying that they're going to tell you a year later, oh, you owed $500 or $1,000 more because the IRS miscalculated and charged you too little, and then there's going to be penalties and interest on it. So it's all a way of getting everybody into their system.
It's really unbelievable. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, and I appreciate your call. In fact, let me cover this article right now since you just called in. Give me a document cam shot on this, gentleman. Thank you. This is out of the Sacramento Bee on March 13th. This came out yesterday. It says, IRS visits Sacramento car wash in pursuit of 4 cents. Now, why is this important? It says they made a mistake of 4 cents, the IRS believed, and after 1 year or several years of penalties and interest, it's $202.35. Now, what's important about this? Going back more than 20 years, the government has only a few investigators. There's been a lot of articles written about this. I'm sure you've seen them. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me. It's from past stories. But the point is, in fact, no, I'm not going to just go off memory. Google it for people right now, because I just saw one in the Wall Street Journal a few months ago. Treasury cuts white-collar crime investigators. IRS cuts white-collar crime investigators. And it says that they literally almost have no investigators for billionaires and millionaires and members of Congress. Half of them don't pay their taxes or are behind. I mean, you got Conyers' wife going to prison finally because of pressure. You've got Rangel not paying. You got the head of the IRS, Geithner, not paying. I mean, this is insane. Okay. And so they already... It was bottom heavy. Most of the regulators are targeting blue collar. That was another headline I saw. IRS, there's a headline, white collar crime. SFO boss plans to cut back on prosecutions and interventions. That's the London Guardian. That's where they're cutting back there, too. It's the same management globally. The point is, they have almost no investigators for rich people. And last year, they cut even more of them, and it said they're mainly focusing on blue collar tax evasion. And then I have another article out of the Arizona Republic where they don't investigate the illegal aliens for drunk driving, not having IDs, not having insurance, not paying taxes. So the illegals are above the law because they work for the rich people to blow out wages and bankrupt America, and they help get on welfare and bankrupt things for the banks to come in and take over. But here it is. IRS visits Sacramento car wash in pursuit of 4 cents. It was every business person's nightmare. Arriving at Harv's Metro Car Wash in Midtown Wednesday afternoon were two dark-suited IRS agents demanding payment of delinquent taxes. They were deadly serious, very aggressive, very condescending, says Harv's owner, Aaron Zeff. The really odd part of this is the letter that was hand-delivered to Zeff on the site manager showed the amount of money owed by the feds was 4 cents. This is Sacramento B. So literally, you get an IRS agent at your door for 4 cents. But if you owe $1 billion or you're the private Federal Reserve and say, I won't say where trillions went from the banker bailout, they're like, hey, no problem. You stole trillions? No problem. You don't pay taxes? No problem. But you scumbag business owner American trash owe 4 cents? We got men in dark suits here spending all their time by design chasing rabbit trails.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Hi. Ted Anderson for Midas, December 27, 2007, gold, 829, 80-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $854.56, $421.10 for half, $210.55 for quarter, that's $854.56, $421.10 and $210.55. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
The one and only Willie Nelson.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
If you were a criminal government, big private corporations that ran that government, what would you do? Well, you would set the regulations up where no one investigates you. And they have cut it down to almost nothing to where the criminals that run society can do whatever they want, but the average citizen who's barely hanging on, they're raising your taxes. They want to drive you into total submission and have a pretext to come in your home and come after you. You saw those Audi ads for the Green Police? That's actually what they're planning. They are bringing in a system of oppression. Let's go back to your calls. Andrew in New York, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Number one is anybody who doesn't think fluoride isn't even remotely dangerous, well, they can look at the stains on my teeth that are permanently there from when my teeth got treated. Number two, I'm sure you've seen where now they're selling bottled water with fluoride in it.
Oh, well, they've had that for at least 5-6 years. You know, I would go to Babies R Us to, you know, buy stuff for my children, and they had all the big aisles, fluoride for babies, extra fluoride, what you need. Doesn't matter if the American Dental Association says it's bad for children and developing teeth causes dental fluorosis. Doesn't matter if it causes the teeth to be brittle with big yellow spots all over them. We need to chemically lobotomize your child, but she'll never believe that we're that evil, so go ahead and submit.
Oh, not just that, but well, you take the autism now, for instance, and tie it in with the toothpaste. Well, some of these kids are so autistic, they can't spit the toothpaste out. So what's happening after their parents brush their teeth? That's right. They're swallowing it.
But it's even worse than that. In the last 4 years, they've approved as a pesticide fluoride on crops. And so it's absorbed by the plant and you eat it. And they're also now adding it to many foods as a new nutrient. Oh, it's so nutritious. So you get it in the toothpaste, the water, the food, and it's just more and more. And the people get stupider and stupider and can't resist because you've been chemically attacked. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why you're not getting angry right now, because you have been lobotomized.
They're putting it in packaged foods, of course. Where's that food getting processed? At industrial plants that are getting fluoridated water.
Fluoride is so good.
Oh, yes. Oh, one last thing, very quickly, if I can. I'm going to tie in what you're going to talk about, which is Obama's plan to open up the DNA database even further. As it is right now, I think you'll recall, what was it, back in 2007, the DOJ had $7 million budgeted to test the 32,500 federal prisoners that are rotting in prison, professing their innocence, where DNA is testable. And what does the Supreme Court rule? Oh, you're not entitled to that. Go away now. Oh, but it doesn't say anything in the law. They can't test them. They're just not going to test it. But let's expand it so we can put everybody into it so we can follow you. And maybe just in case, we might want to look at your genetics for other purposes later on.
Well, I appreciate your call. But, I mean, let me just go back. And I'm actually going to cover this coming up and play a clip of Obama talking to Walsh of America's Most Wanted and complimenting him on decades on air. They talked for 5 minutes about pedophiles. And everybody, 99% of the public, hate pedophiles. And then they just sandwich in, everyone arrested, even for parking tickets, we want to take your DNA like England's done. Well, guess what? I have the New York Times admitting that they can fake DNA. And the police have been caught. Remember Frederick Whitehurst, FBI crime lab head, went public in 1996 saying that they were framing most people? So they're hyping how great this is, that they're going to have a DNA database now and get all these innocent people out of prison. But the truth is they want to set the precedent to use the DNA database they already have on everyone born in a hospital in the United States in the last 37 years, had your blood taken, and it was given to the Pentagon for a bioweapons program. Now, I've told you that for 14 years because it's public knowledge, and it's finally in the news. This is a criminal government. It's a violation of law what they do, but they do what they want. They put poison in your water when they want. They take your blood without a warrant when you're born. They have the laptops the schools give the kids nationwide watching you at home. Here's the New York Times. Now, I knew this a decade ago because I have the documents, but here it is. New York Times, August 18, 2009. DNA evidence can be fabricated. Scientists show. Of course it can. They're teaching you DNA is 100% when all over the nation, every major police department of record has been caught framing people. The Dallas Police Department was all over the news, pulling over thousands, throwing bags of chalk in their car, and then taking their car or taking their home. You got a lawless criminal government taking over. Does that mean your average cop's a crook? No. But are the cops corrupt in China, in North Korea? Were they corrupt under the Nazis? Were they corrupt in Soviet Russia? Yes. When you get a corrupt government, they put thugs in, kick out the good cops, and that process is happening right now. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's jam in another call. Mookie in New York. You're on the air, Mookie.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
I just want to say that between global warming and the fluoride, I think it's clearly evident that we're getting a psychological sort of, you know, like a dumbing down on the idea of, you know, more like a dark age sort of.
No, that's what the elites say. The elites say they want a post-industrial world for the general public with high-tech government and corporate reservations of high-tech systems that we don't get access to. Super medical care, life extension, everything.
And it's clearly evident because I thank you for waking me up to the left-right paradigm, which I find that if you really analyze that, you look at the mainstream media like a three-ring circus after that, and it's all completely manipulated.
It's all dumbed down. I appreciate your call. Let's take another call. Brad in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Alex, thanks for everything you do.
Thank you.
And Ted Anderson and Aaron and Jason. God love you guys, and I'll pray for you and keep up the great work. Regarding fluoride, there's books. I got a book in front of me, The Age of Treason, written in 1957, talking about the vaccinations and the water being fluoridated. A Quaker wrote this book. You got the fluoride deception on. You can look at it online. Great movie, short movie about fluoride. It's a total hoax. You're exactly right. They're trying to get us from every which way. It's crazy. It's horrible. It's a bizarro world, just like you say.
Well, what do you think of this newscast saying, oh my gosh, the fluoride from China might have something bad in it, and on the bag on the newscast it says organ failure, death, totally deadly.
And well, like you said about the Japanese wanting to put lithium in, I'm sure you're right. They're probably already putting a cocktail of crap in there. And
sir, I have in the expanded extras for Endgame, we have the university reports from the 60s where the government was proposing this. The White House science czar is currently proposing this.
Exactly right. Everybody's dumbed down with television, with cell phones, with all the technology. People are walking around with
all these little toys so we don't focus in on reality while the elite builds the world and sets it up in their image, which is a nightmare hell system.
Dehumanizing every one of us, and people are just clueless. And if you're not old school like you and I and a lot of your listeners, people have no idea. It's a bizarre world, and everything's upside down, just like you said.
Well, in Germany, they thought it was normal to be evil. The Aztecs thought it was normal to human sacrifice. People are followers on average. Well, let me tell the followers something. You're getting screwed right now by the New World Order. You're being enslaved right now. Wake up! Look at the facts we lay out here. Don't be stupid.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Bellamy on the show before, anti-New World Order. Big listener of the show. He wears Terror Storm t-shirts on stage. We don't even sell Terror Storm t-shirts. One of my films. He just made one. We're looking to get him on when he comes to town. Oh, am I supposed to mention that? But who knows? The point is that a lot of people are waking up, and as Bellamy says, we shall be victorious. We shall be victorious if we wake up, if we get involved, if we say no to the system. Don't forget to support the radio/TV broadcast. We've got Jesse Ventura's new book, Discounted, and you get a free documentary film. Got several choices there, Loose Change, Final Cut, or Reflections and Warnings, one that I produced, one that I made, free with the book at InfoWars.com. Again, that's InfoWars.com. And it went on pre-sale Friday. It's being manufactured right now. It will ship out the 15th of April. Jason Burmes' new film, made in this studio, produced by myself. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, an incredible new film. You can pre-order it, and they're shipped out in the order that the orders are received. You can order the DVD at InfoWars.com, and it'll premiere online in super high quality April 15th. And then April 21st, a film I've been working on for a year, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. I haven't made a Police State film in 8 years. A lot has happened. Both powerful films available at InfoWars.com. Okay, I am going to go back to your phone calls here in just a moment. But before I go to Manny, Chris, Tom, Scott, Tom, and others that are patiently holding, let me get into this report. You know, we talked about how all over the country, the federal government pays local governments to put toxic waste in the water under the name of sodium fluoride, which is bad enough, but hundreds of other chemicals are put in. We talk about how they put mercury in the shots and lie about it and then admit it's in there but say, oh, mercury's good for you. And it comes out that 90% or more, people won't believe that. Pull up the Washington Post. 90% of formula has melamine in it. Pull it up for folks. That causes organ failure, kills people. People get upset about it. They say, oh, the FDA just now says that melamine's good for you. Mercury's good for you. This is about a scientific dictatorship that does what it wants, when it wants. Now, when I got on air 14 years ago, I guess I really got on air in 1995, so I guess almost 15 years ago, I was sent documents by concerned people in Austin who were in the health department, names not listed, that did you know we take blood from everybody at birth and it's sent to the Pentagon? And I covered it. Since then, it's all over the news. Just like it's all over the news, they're using laptops the government gives your kids to watch you at home. The schools openly admit it. They put cameras in the showers. This is more than Orwellian. They just think you're total idiots that will accept anything. If we're going to accept this, what comes next? Oh, they've got a bill to ban salt, $1,000 fines for salted food. New York. That's out of New York Daily News. Total control. Prison time for light bulbs that aren't the new government-approved time. Just total control to net the general public into their system. Here's the deal. We're under the same management global corporate system as Europe, as much of Asia. So whatever's happening there happens here. And in England, if they pull you over for speeding, they take a cheek swab, because those are large, easily scraped off cells, out of the inside of the mouth. Now they're saying they're going to take blood. And that's why multiple states have been funded by the federal government to pass laws, Texas did it, where they can take blood without a warrant at checkpoints. No Fourth Amendment. Just absolute police state. Meanwhile, the illegal aliens are allowed to drunk drive and are above the law. Again, that's Arizona Republic. So what's going on? They're taking your blood and putting it in databases, and they're training the cops to take blood. And that's now admitted. But they have Walsh on from America's Most Wanted. And they get him on, and he meets with the president, and they talk for 5 minutes. You can watch the full clip up at InfoWars.com. We don't have time to play the whole thing. The article is Obama Supports National DNA Database. And they talk about child molesters and stopping them, who the government actually releases. And then they shift into a national DNA database for everyone, where it sounds like if you're not for national DNA databases, then you must be for pedophiles, when it has nothing to do with it. And Obama talks about England's got it, we need it. Here's the deal. They've already got most people's blood, most people's DNA. They want to use this in court. Kind of like the NSA for decades has been spying on people without warrants for industrial espionage, political control, you name it. Then they got laws passed where they could do it without warrants decades after they did it. They're now mainlining this where it's just out in the open. And they want to take everyone's blood or tissue out of your cheek when you get arrested, not convicted, for anything, including not wearing seatbelts. This is the medical tyranny they tried in Massachusetts and New York State under federal support to have forced inoculations. That failed. So they're always pushing. They run these big hoaxes saying it's the law to have a job or be in a university or go to public school to have inoculations. There is no law. It's just a regulation. They have to give you the waiver form. It's all about fraud and corruption and deceit. So let's go ahead and play a clip of Obama talking to the America's Most Wanted individual, and he goes out of pedophiles into everybody being in a DNA database. Here it is.
I had some support for things like DNA testing at the state levels. You know, a lot of these local law enforcement officials are just strapped for some of the basic resources, getting the databases set up. Those are all areas where I think we can provide a lot of help, and my expectation is that we're going to get support, bipartisan support from Congress on this issue because it's so important to every family across America, and there are just too many horror stories that remind us that we're not doing enough.
Well, I have always been impressed by your knowledge of this problem. You're absolutely right. The marshals have done an outstanding job. The FBI has done an outstanding job with the internet crimes portion of it. With over 100,000 non-compliant level 3 sex offenders. We're not talking about the guy who peed at Mardi Gras, the 18-year-old kid who had consensual sex with a 16-year-old girl. These are the bad guys.
Right.
These are the guys that have
torn
off the ankle.
Then he goes back into a national DNA database. Has nothing to do with this. He's talking about level 3 sexual offenders who are already out there. They take their DNA by law. But they're mixing it in deception for the average person watching this is like, hell yeah, I want a DNA database to stop pedophiles. We need it right now. Well, why don't we have that? Hey, they already took your blood if you're 37 years old or younger. They just are getting you ready for it. Blood checkpoints, you name it. Bill Clinton signed an executive order in 1994. It's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design, from 1997, 13 years ago. I went down to the DMV, handed out the flyers with the executive order on it, where it states, and I got arrested, that's on the film, where it states that they're going to take blood from everyone to get a driver's license. That is already on the books. They're just getting you ready for the enforcement. Obama's talking about going to Congress to get the money for the states to carry this out. You're going to roll your sleeve up. And the cops are going to jab needles in your arms to get a driver's license, ladies and gentlemen. I guess that's to get people above the age of 37. I was born 36 years ago in Parkland Hospital. I went and looked at the documents. They took my blood and gave it to the Pentagon. Here's Alex Jones's blood. Do whatever you want with it. He's a slave. We own this slave. Here's the slave's blood. And I've got a CBS News report. Pull it up. Cancer patients learn they don't own their own DNA. They've had federal courts rule that they take your blood secretly, patent the different DNA and amino acids, and then later when you want to get a genome therapy, no.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality. at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You are in a controlled reality. You are being propagandized. You are being brainwashed. People are accepting classic evil as if it's good. Knowledge is power, and the establishment has been able to carry out what they're doing because the people are not knowledgeable. They're knowledgeable about baseball and football scores and how to apply makeup and how to act tough, but not how to truly be free. And I want to go to your calls here in the final segment and finish up with a blitz of calls. But, you know, the government moving $1,000 fines if you salt your food, remote control thermostats going in all over the country. The government says they're going to control how hot or cold your house can be. That's San Francisco Chronicle. Warrantless roadside. Everyone is, you know, tested for alcohol. That's in the National Post. And look at this story out of Business Week. Second mistrial declared in case of New Jersey blogger. Hal Turner, radio host who attacked me constantly, called to, you know, kill feds and things. I told you years ago that guy was a fed. And it's come out, most of these white supremacist leaders, their main job is attacking yours truly because they want to make the Patriot Movement about race so it's not palatable to the general public. They want to radicalize it. They're a bunch of feds. And it turns out, in federal court, the FBI said he is the highest-level national security FBI asset. And he's going to get off when he said kill state judges. The case stems from an Illinois appeals court decision upholding the dismissal of lawsuits challenging handgun bans in Chicago and Oak Park, Illinois. The same day, the 47-year-old North Bergen, New Jersey man wrote on his blog that the judges must die. The judges all testified at the trial and said they felt threatened. Turner took the stand to say his rants were an FBI-sanctioned ruse to flush out dangerous members of the audience. Now, we got the text of the trial with the FBI testifying he was. That's up on Infowars.com. Here's Hugo Chavez calling for internet censorship controls, Reuters. Meanwhile, our own government's calling for the very thing Chavez is calling for, what dictators are calling for. And here's Yahoo, Reuters News. China calls U.S. hypocritic over human rights. Our country supports secret arrest, torture, censorship. We're just as bad as China. And finally, Texas conservatives win curriculum change. How are these called conservatives? I agree the states should control what's in the books, not the feds, but they had Thomas Jefferson yanked saying he was a liberal. Thomas Jefferson did say separation of church and state. That means the government can't say what religion you've got to be. They misinterpret that to say that people can't have their own religious beliefs in government or in school. So these fools that have yanked Thomas Jefferson out don't even know what they're part of. They also didn't allow any mention of the founders of Texas being Hispanic, that the guy that wrote the state constitution was Hispanic, that over a third of the fighters were Hispanic. I mean, this is just political idiocy. This is how they demonize conservatives, ladies and gentlemen. I'm out of time here. Let's just take calls like I promised to do. Manny in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for having me. I live 300 miles south of Austin in the Rio Grande Valley, and I have a neighbor who I've been neighbors with and friends with for over 20 years, and he works for the ATF. He got drunk with me the other night, and he told me that he was being sent into Reynosa pretending to be a cartel member in order for them to be able to take over the cartels and build a new highway, the Anzaldúa's Bridge, which they just finished building last year.
Well, let me tell you, we got Mexican troops shooting at people, taking over, and the drug war is U.S. military forces with the Mexican government trying to knock out their competition. That's actually come out in the news. So what he was telling you is true. The government drug war is about putting people in prison at the ground level. At the highest levels, it's about controlling the $500 billion a year.
Yeah, and nobody's covering. They're not really covering. It's like the CIA is trying to make the news stations not cover any of it because they're scared. They're just scared to.
And our government's arming the cartels that work for them with weapons and then calling to take our Second Amendment because of all the violence. Mexico has a total gun ban on citizens, and then they have all this crime.
The whole time, they're building new bridges. They're building new roads. They got X-rays. On the highways in Mexico, because I've been traveling over there, they have X-ray machines that they've never had before, and it's just crazy.
And that's to stop people shipping drugs in that haven't paid their cut. Manny, I appreciate your call. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, I don't know if there are any industrial units of water ionizers, but from what I've been reading...
An ionizer will not knock out fluoride. An ionizer will kill bacteria... because ionization and oxygen does purify, but it will not knock out fluoride.
It'll
you can drop a nuclear bomb on a hill of fluoride, and it doesn't destroy it.
Right. Right, yeah, it won't remove all the fluorides or fluorines, but it'll take out some of a lot of the heavy metals. It would be good for the people. And
listen, I appreciate your call, Chris. That's not true. Ionization and oxygenation will destroy my, I appreciate your call, will destroy microbes. I'm not mad at you, Chris. I just, it's not, I see people promoting ionization and things. Oh, it's just, you can put a block of lead out on a mountaintop and in 1,000 years it's still going to be lead. It's out in the oxygen. Can it eat through steel and then disperse it? Yes. Tom in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much. Listen, Alex, I just wanted to let you know that we just got a video emailed to us from Greece were of Greek.
All the airports are shut down, rioting everywhere, Goldman Sachs openly running the country, New Zealand run by Goldman Sachs, Chile, all the countries, they're sucking dry. Go ahead, tell us the video.
Oh, yeah, it was your video. It was your video. Some people that we know in Greece have sent us a video of Alex Jones and asking us to let them know if we knew about a guy named Alex Jones. I just want you to know that you're making an impact in the world, and we want to thank you for that.
Well, God bless you, Tom. I appreciate your call. Anything else?
Listen, when you speak with Bob Chapman sometime, could you talk more about the Illuminati? I'm trying to understand more about the subject of the Illuminati.
When you hear the Illuminati, that just means secret, powerful groups working behind the scenes in espionage and control. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Scott in Arizona. Scott, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I got a few points, and if you let me just run through them, I can get through all this
go.
In less than a minute, I think, and then just
go, make go, 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 go.
Smart meters in Phoenix and the outlying suburbs, we got them. DNA, yes, you can run PCR reactions, take that DNA, reproduce it, and plant it on crime scenes and frame people. The guy that called about the taxes, actually they came out as part of the stimulus package to give you a boost by withholding less, even though you still pay the same. The John McCain bill, Rima Lebo is warning to watch for that to be actually inserted inside of the food bill where they want to, you know, take a look in your backyard.
Restrict vitamins and minerals, yeah.
Vegetables. The fluoride definitely is a major issue, and I think actually the USDA organic designation needs to have a look over because of the chemicals they do allow in that designation. And furthermore, maybe we do need an organic water designation because of all the garbage in it, because the water is not pure any longer that comes into the
I hear you. We're out of time, Scott. Let me just say this. Jews are 2% of the population, but they want kosher, certain clean foods. And so every major food item, bottle of ketchup, you name it, has the kosher symbol on it. People that don't want fluoride are probably 30, 40% of the population. How about we start calling food manufacturers and saying, we want a fluoride-free seal on your food? Another thing, it's not just the additives in the water and food. Things like cigarettes have hundreds of chemicals they're allowed to put in. Under patent protection, they're deadly poisonous. It's everywhere. We're being killed. I'm sorry I cut some callers off, but we got to move quick. I don't have time to go to Tom, Mike, Adam, John, Dab, Tom, and others, but I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central. If you don't have a local AM and FM, Infowars.com. Don't forget our free iPhone app. Even if you don't have an iPhone, more than 30,000 people in the last 4 weeks have downloaded it for free at Infowars.com. There's a big banner on the right-hand side. You have friends and family that have iPhones. Go get that free link for the free download at the Apple Store. Send it to your friends and family and say, tune into this show, and I'll wake them up for you. All my films are free online, but if you want to support us, buy them in high quality on DVD, Endgame, Terror Storm, Fall of the Republic. Pre-order Jason Burmes' new film so you get it first. We'll ship them out in the order that they're received. Invisible Empire, ladies and gentlemen, a new world order defined. Pre-orders now at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. But most importantly, spread the word about this radio show. That's how we're reaching people worldwide so the population knows the true eugenics threat, the true Nazi global New World Order threat. The Nazis of the 21st century don't have a little mustache. They act like fake-loving liberals. But they're here, and they must be defeated. Great job, crew, ladies and gentlemen. Jason Burmes coming up for 3 hours, Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.